Hey, Joan, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Welcome back. And just to refresh memories, where do you go to school? How old are you?
I go to Winchester Thurston School, and I'm 16.
And Wells is here with us, too. Have you been here before?
I have not.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Winchester Thurston as well, and I'm 17.
Okay, are you a senior or junior?
No, I'm a junior.
So you're in the same class.
Yes.
I'm glad both of you are here. There's been so much rhetoric and talk and reaction regarding the grand jury decision from Ferguson. And the last thing in the world we ever want to do here is pile on and do things that everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that nobody seems to be doing is getting some authentic thoughts from students about just the process, the outcome, the coverage, whatever it may be. And so I'm really glad we have a chance to do that today. And I'd like to just turn it over to the two of you to share your thoughts. And I'll listen. I might ask a few questions here and there. We'll start with you, Joan. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I definitely think what you said is important. There aren't a lot of, you know, people asking students how they feel. And we're definitely aware of that. Students are aware of that. And we're working together. A lot more Black student unions are, you know, popping up in different schools in Pittsburgh. And they're more, you know, student organizations. The Pittsburgh Students Action Against Police Brutality just, you know, formed. And it's amazing. It's an amazing group. We're planning a rally, a student-led rally, on Friday, December 5th at 5 o'clock. At Schenley Plaza, and you know, it's going to be all student voices. It's really going to be amazing because it's our time to make sure that, you know, people in Pittsburgh and people in Ferguson and everybody knows that we have a voice too, and it matters.
What are your thoughts about the actual, I don't even know if I would call it a decision, but how the process went in Ferguson? You're both pretty intelligent. You understand how, you know, the steps that are taken, I think. Any reflection about that at all?
So, personally, the decision was obviously, in my eyes, it was very saddening. I wasn't necessarily surprised by the decision because of just, like, the history of, like, Black America and America and America. And, like, the different things that have happened, the different things that people just have to get through to get the things that they want. Civil rights movement, but also the different kinds of obstacles they had to overcome. And the verdict itself, I was very saddened by it, but I wasn't surprised or anything like that. I think that people, though, should have respected what Mike Brown's parents had said by having peaceful protests, the rioting that happened, like burning cars, burning down buildings, the structural damage that happened. I don't think that was okay.
It was scary, yeah. But I think a lot of it, you have to look at this whole entire situation and understand the emotion that comes from it.
Yeah.
Even as students, you know, we had a lot of emotion when we heard about the decision not to indict Darren Wilson. But I think another important thing to talk about is that, you know, the way that they came out with the decision, they knew what happened and they postponed telling the public for a long time. And, you know, that was a really frustrating time as well.
Yeah, I think there was a 48-hour moratorium after the decision was made, which I sort of get it in terms of getting prepared, but at the same time, you know, it's a public process and transparency is being preached, yet you wait for that. How do you think most of your other students feel? Do they have the same concerns that you do, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think especially looking again at all of the different organizations that are starting to, you know, get speed and, you know, really, really make a difference. Winchester Thurston, Kappa, Ellis, SciTech, DICE all have student organizations now that are working on tackling this. And I know definitely after the decision, a lot of the students, we reached out to each other to talk about it.
And we're also working together as well. like there have been different events where Winchester Thurston BSU has like teamed up with Kappa, for example, and we're all trying to work together. We're all trying to get everyone organized. So we have this united voice.
And tell me a little bit about the events you're working on. And when you say working together, I hope and assume you mean not just across school lines, but also across all demographics,
whether
it be
race, age, economic background, lifestyle. Because that's one of the things that I guess a positive that can come from this, trying to bring people together. What are some of the things that you either have done or you're planning to do?
Yeah, so definitely our big thing coming up soon is the rally on Friday. Again, it's on Friday, December 5th. It's at Shenley Plaza, and it's a 100% student-led rally against police brutality. And we're calling for police accountability, not only in Pittsburgh, but you know, nationwide. So it's going to be really important. Yeah.
And at Winchester Thurston, I can speak on the Black Student Union there because Joan and I are both a part of it. Joan is actually one of the vice presidents, so she has a huge role in it. Remy Urkel is this really, really nice guy, and he's white, and he's this great guy who has always been very passionate about this, and he's been working really hard to be a part of the group, and he's very, very good. He does a great job.
There's a lot of folks who question whether institutionalized racism still exists, whether it's a fact of life. How do you answer that to help people understand?
I say look at the numbers, look at the incarceration rates in the U.S. and think about how many Black people live in the United States compared to how many of them are in jail. Just look at the numbers and really think about poverty rates and understand that there is a reason why America's like this.
Do you think you have a chance to improve things locally here in our area based on the observations you've made? There's a new police chief here now, and Chief McClay, I believe I have his name correct. And also a lot of new energy, given the attention that's been being placed. Friday is important, but what about beyond that? Do you think you have a chance to really make an imprint?
I definitely think we do. And I'm really excited with this new police chief because he seems like he really wants to make a difference. He seems like he really wants to make a better connection with the community. And I really hope that happens because that's something that Pittsburgh really needs. Like, Pittsburgh does have a history with police brutality, with everything that happened with Jordan Miles.
Leon Ford.
Yeah, Leon Ford. And I'm hoping that this can lead to change in the city itself.
And Pittsburgh Student Activist Coalition, we're, like I said, the last time I was here, we're going to be meeting with the mayor and definitely we'll have this conversation and make sure he knows how we feel about it. And I'm sure, you know, he's here to help us. Also on Friday, we're planning this media boom. So we're going to tweet at and, you know, Facebook at the mayor and the new police chief and, you know, just make sure that they know that we're here and we have voices.
Well, that's great. And include us in that, too. And, you know, anybody can come to this event. It's Friday, December 5th. Shenley Plaza. And what time does it begin?
5:00.
And this is here in the Pittsburgh area, so it's perfect. You know, you might be taking some time off or his work ends 5 p.m. I hope some college students will be part of it, too, to support the folks that are behind this. I love the fact that you've got multiple high schools coming together, too. I also like, while Ferguson is significant and really is an issue in and of itself, you're thinking more broadly about day-to-day activities. You know, on, I think, the day of the verdict, there was the shooting in Cleveland, which it took a while for that to hit national news. I was surprised at how long it took for that to hit national news, that tragedy. And also, practically daily, there's an incident, one sort of another. And I think you're looking for just ways to improve relationships. There's no police officer, I think, that truly wants to have something like this happen. And of course, family members don't want to see something like this happen, or friends to somebody they love too. Have you talked to many police beyond Chief McClay?
Well, we're trying to set up, you know, a type of coffee with cops thing. That's one of the mayor's programs, and we're going to try and make sure that conversation, you know, it's a conversation with cops to teens and, you know, the other way around too. So we're going to try and set that up because that's really important. You know, we don't believe that all cops are bad cops, right?
Definitely.
You know, we definitely, you know, believe that we have some great police officers in Pittsburgh, and we know that, you know, they just, we want to have a conversation.
Yeah, that would be just as bad as the reverse, believing that all students, you know, are cut from the same cloth, or that anytime you see an African American that looks a certain way, it's an issue. I'm really proud of you guys for what you're doing. How can I help and we help? We'll mention, you know, the rally again is coming up at Shenley Park in Oakland, 5 o'clock, Shenley Plaza, Friday. Are you going to keep in touch? Let us know how things are going so we can let other people know.
And, you know, just make sure, you know, to talk about student voice. It's important and it's here.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we've been doing that for a long time, and I'm glad you're here to help us do that. Anything else you want to say? We just have about a minute left.
Just if there are any students listening, make sure you join an organization, because it's important to have a united voice. It really makes it more powerful.
Yeah, and I just wanted to thank everybody who's helping us out with this, all the BSUs, you know, the Pittsburgh Students Against Police Brutality,
Justice Through Human Rights.
Yeah, everybody who's really, really helping us make this an important movement.
And Sydney Olberg has done just a great thing with the Three Rivers Community Foundation. You have an ally in her, and you have an ally in all of us. We want to see you continue. Report back. Let us know how things are going. And you can learn more about the group Pittsburgh Student Activist Coalition. What's the best way if people want to follow your activities? Facebook, Twitter?
Facebook, yeah.
Okay, so look for Pittsburgh Student Activist Coalition on Facebook. I'll put a link up on our Facebook page in a couple seconds. Thank you both for being here today. I know you've got busy schedules. Just to make it lighter, what are your plans after this?
I'm going to a BSU meeting.
All right. And how about you?
I'm going to be hanging out with my dad and my brother.
Hopefully. Great. Well, enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you.